I now call this regular meeting of Amesburg Town Council to order. Please stand for a moment of silent reflection. Is there any disclosure of pecuniary interest? Okay, seeing none. I will just mention, the last meeting we had a procedural question, and so I will just remind council, feel free to make a point of order if I don't hear something you think I should have heard, because I did miss something last meeting. Outside of that, we are still trying to follow the rules as much as possible, so thank you very much. And that brings us to 4.1. Councilor Levine?
I'll move the minutes.
Thank you. Second, Councilor Melosh. Is there any questions on those minutes? Okay, seeing none, all those in favor? Carried. Brings us to delegations. 5.1, Roxanne Ouellette.
Hello, Town Council and Mayor. My name is Roxanne Ouellette. Please call me Roxy. My husband and I bought 751 Front Road North about 6 years ago. I fell in love with the beauty of it. A sad thing is happening, and I want to champion this cause because I think it's the right thing to do in the right exact spot. We right now have an opportunity to honor a Canadian legend who did both. He was born and lived right here in Amesburg. He sat in the House of Commons from 1962 to 1984, and the Senate from 1996 to 1999. He was also the Minister of Agriculture under Pierre Trudeau from 72 until 84. He became one of Canada's best known politicians. During his career, he would meet Queen Elizabeth II and play a catalyzing role in the fall of the Iron Curtain and the end of the Cold War. I am, of course, speaking of the late Honorable Eugene Whelan. The waterfront property across from the late Mr. Whelan's house is up for sale as a building lot. I would like to propose the Eugene Whelan Parkette, a place to sit and contemplate with a plaque commemorating his contribution to Amesburg, Ontario, Canada, and the world. With two parking spots, it already has the driveway for visitors to his parkette across from his house, where world leaders took a walk and had the talk that changed the world. All we need is three benches. All benches should have finials of green Stetsons, of course. One facing the river and the other two adjacent to each other. I will conduct all fundraising for the benches and the commemorative plaque if council, the town of Amesburg, will get a hold of the property, or at least help me hold the property until I, with your help and guidance, I hope, can contact the federal government with this proposal. As a town, you can never have enough waterfront parks, and one dedicated to such a great man in the location where one could aspire to change the world, as it was done so many years ago. I'm hoping to start fundraising as soon as you guys approve that we can do this project. Thanks very much for your time, and if you have any questions, I do have a couple answers.
Thank you. Is there any questions? Councilor Pooja?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I talked to Roxy just beforehand and stated that council had voted in favor of putting a plaque on the original property that was not the waterfront. That has since been sold. We did have a permission from the family to do that. Could you please, through you, Mr. Mayor, to our CAO, could you please tell us how far along we are with that direction?
Thank you. Through your worship, to Councilor Pouget, that still remains outstanding with regards to the plaque and the location. Ms. Rota was working with the family to identify what was going to be on the plaque, as well as the appropriate location. As we are aware, the property, the family thought it would have been an encumbrance upon the property to have the plaque when they went to sell it, is my understanding. Going forward, nothing's been resolved with regards to where that plaque would now go. So we do need to get back to council. It does remain an outstanding item on the to-do business list.
Councilor Pujay?
Thank you, Mr. Richelli, but I received an email when I was initiating it with thanks from Susan Whalen and her sisters saying they were willing to proceed with it. So what happened in the interim?
I'll have to get back to council on that. That's not the information that I'm aware of.
Deputy Mayor?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Through you, I just had a thought that I don't know if anybody, maybe I'm off here tonight, but what would be wrong with having more than one place to recognize our great Canadian, Mr. Whalen? Can we have a small discussion over it? Or?
Of course, the issue's on the floor for discussion. I think the only thing holding us back on the plaque is that it's private property. It changed hands after the Whalens were in support of it. However, if this property idea came to fruition, then obviously the plaque could be moved and it wouldn't be on private property anymore, but that's something that would have to, again, come back to council. Councilor Melosh?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. When I see us in honoring them, I like the idea of a parquet, but I see us taking that parquet. We just bought what we call a jewel in the town, being the Bellevue House. It's got beautiful property that could hold a nice parquet area somewhere on the property, and I think in terms of enhancing and attracting, tourists, to that would just be an added benefit, I would believe, personally, believe that would work. Thank you.
Councilor Pujay?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Given our finances, I'm not sure whether or not we could afford another property at this time, but I would be willing to put a motion on the floor asking for a full report back from administration regarding the request from Roxanne Paulette. And further to that, if we could lobby the federal government to see if they were interested in forming a partnership to purchase said land. And along with getting permission from the Whalen family, of course, and just to see if it has any merit. Would that be a problem, Mr. Michelli?
Through your worship, to Councilor Pujay, our official plan supports waterfront access. So in that regard, if council desired to acquire more additional waterfront property, that's under council's purview, if that's what they wish to do. This particular piece of property, as has been presented by Ms. Ouellette, might have some merit due to the fact of it being Senator Whalen's original piece of property that he owned. The current concern becomes, from the town's perspective, is would it be the most strategic piece of property that we would acquire on the waterfront if all things were being equal? Would that be the most strategic piece of property for us to acquire? That would be something that council would have to consider. I'm in full support of always providing waterfront access for the community. I'm just not sure that this might be the most strategic piece of property to acquire, especially when you look at large tracts of land that are available on the waterfront that would provide more public benefit than this particular piece of property. Not that I'm discounting the merits of it, I'm just suggesting that from a parks perspective, there might be other properties that we would want to acquire other than this. With regards to recognizing Mr. Senator Whalen, More appropriately, it might be within the King's Navy Yard Park, things of that nature. That might not be something that we might want to discount right now, but it might be a consideration. Once again, we are going to be going through our Parks Master Plan. We just approved moving forward with a consultant on that. We'll be having public consultation with the community on the Parks Master Plan. So this is an opportune time for the community to provide us input on if they think this is another key acquisition. If council, if this is something that council wants me to move forward on and discuss with the federal government on their willingness to contribute to something like this, we can definitely explore that and bring a report back to council for that, for those purposes. I'm not sure in the overall grand scheme of things for the town that this is the most strategic acquisition for waterfront access. That's the only concern that I would have.
Yep.
Thank you, Mr. Ricciardi. I appreciate that. And I think the only way we could even consider it is if the federal government, came on board with us.
Mm-hmm.
But I do want to mention that when Mr. Whalen, Senator Whalen, was much younger, the Council of the Day, and I was chairperson at that time, we honored Senator Whalen with a large rock with a plaque on it, right in the
mm-hmm.
New Yard Park at one time I believe it was right on the rails, but I think we moved it back when we changed the interlocking brick and the design of the park. So yes, if council is agreeable to go that route, then I'd be prepared to make a motion.
Through your worship, to Councilor Puget, it's just in my experience, there is a bust of Deputy Prime Minister Herb Gray
mm-hmm.
on the waterfront in Windsor. I would see an appropriate bust of Senator Whalen in Amherstburg as something that might be more fitting, but that's something that I would take direction from council on. But I think everybody in this room will be in agreement that Senator Whalen did play an important role in this community, and we would want to recognize him the most appropriate way we could. From that perspective, I will do as council directs me to do, and I'll investigate all avenues possible to do that. I fully support the idea of recognizing Senator Whalen. I'm just not sure where we as a community want to decide to do that.
Thank you very much for your time.
Councilor Pusey, did you want to move that motion, or?
Yes, I'm prepared to move that motion.
Okay.
Tammy, did you get it?
Yep.
Do you want me to write it?
Yep.
Sure.
The motion before council is that the delegation be received and administration provide a report back to council regarding the request from Roxanne Ouellette and further lobby the federal government to form a partnership to purchase the land with permission from the Whalen family.
Yay.
Is there a second? Councilor Levine? And is there any other discussion on it? Okay, seeing none, all those in favor? Carried. Thank you. Brings us to 7.1.
Roxanne, if you could contact my office so we can meet. Yes. Thank you very much.
7.1, the water and wastewater budget. Councilor Puget?
Move for the receipt of the correspondence and that we approve for final consideration at the June 26, 2017 regular council meeting.
Thank you. Second, Councillor Levine. Any questions on that item? Councillor Melange?
Just a clarification. If we're pushing it to the June meeting, can we discuss the details of the budget tonight or not?
If there's any questions, tonight would probably be good so that administration can get answers if they don't already have them readily available.
The only question I have, or I had several, but I got some clarification from Mr. Russo earlier today. The base contract pricing on the wastewater, there was quite a big variance in terms of, you know, the Amherstburg wastewater, you know, their contract price went down 45%, but then McGregor, McLeod, Big Creek, Edgewater, and Boblum all went up 33% to 84% from the contract price. And I was just curious as to why such disparity in the contract price.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I think that for years we negotiated contracts with Aqua, and those numbers were consistent. When this RFP we issued last year went out, it gave Aqua a chance to adjust their numbers to be more accurately reflect the time that their people put into those areas. And what the numbers we have now are a more accurate reflection of the time that the Aqua personnel put in at each of those areas. So when they changed that RFP, or when we issued the RFP and they responded to it, they provided us the numbers that accurately reflected the manpower that they put in.
So they were the, so this contractor is the same one that was doing the job before, is what you're saying?
Through you, Mr. Mayor. Yes, Aqua has provided those services at the water plants, I think, since 1971, and I think at the wastewater treatment plant since the 90s. Somebody would correct me if I'm wrong, but I'm sure it's somewhere on there.
So why all of a sudden a significant reduction in the contract price?
Well, we put out an RFP and competitively bid. The price went down. That's sometimes that works that way. This was one where we were lucky enough that the price that we, well, for years we had negotiated with Aqua every 5 years. And we took this opportunity to RFP to see what the market would give us, and the market gave us a much lower cost. So that's the benefit of having an RFP system.
Okay. Thank you. Thanks.
Councilor Bouger?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Through you to Todd, and I want to thank you and Trinetta for negotiating such a lucrative contract for the town of Amherstburg, because, you know, that yearly inspection savings of $13,000 and janitorial savings of $14,000 and the summer maintenance savings and snow removal savings, that adds up to a lot of money, and we're very, very grateful for that. But the reason that I voted to proceed with this is because for the risk analysis that you clearly pointed out, the town's drinking water system is subject to the legislative requirements of the Safe Drinking Water Act 2002. Failure to maintain the water system to ministry standards may result in fines, penalties, and loss of licensing. It is probably one of council's most important jobs to ensure that our residents have clean water. And if they don't, they can come back on council with a new act. And I certainly don't want to be responsible for not providing our residents with clean, healthy water. So that's why I'm pushing this through.
Councilor Melosh?
But one more issue. We've been talking about growth and how important growth is to Amherstburg, you know, in terms of to spread our costs over a larger tax base. The issue is the force main. It's been talking about it for 2.5 years, and it's a key component to growth for Amherstburg. And I guess just wondering, when are we going to get there? I had a developer ask me a couple of weeks ago about the force main, and keep saying, well, it's coming, but I guess, you know, 2.5 years have gone by and we keep saying this, and I guess what do you see as the day that we'll get a force main?
That's that would probably be new business.
It's discussing the budget.
It's in the capital budgets.
Okay. Save us the trouble of making you hang around anyway, but go ahead.
Through you, Mr. Mayor. I will welcome the time when I don't have to talk about the force main anymore either. So it is a long project. It's been in the works since 2007, when the ESR for the wastewater treatment plant was adopted. With the SCF funding that we received a few years ago, that certainly helped us with the costs. And we're hoping to get it issued for tender in the late summer with the construction, depending on the contractor and the work, and have it ready by the spring.
Thank you.
Okay, any other questions? Seeing none, all those in favor? Carried. 8.1, the Provincial Marine Memorial Brick Program. Councilor Melange?
Move the recommendation.
There's a second. Deputy Mayor? Questions? Councilor Courtney?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'm just concerned, I wouldn't say concerned, I just have a question. The bricks would be remaining, the existing bricks would stay. It's my understanding.
That is correct. The existing bricks would remain. Any bricks that become damaged would be repaired, but not with the engraving in them. That's the purpose of the story, the storyboards being installed.
Okay, that's my question. Thank you.
Any other questions? Okay, seeing none, all those in favor? Carried. 8.2, Recreation and Parks Money. Councilor Melange?
Move the recommendation.
Thank you. Second. Councilor Courtney? And any questions or comments on this? Okay, seeing none, all those in favor? Carried. Engineering and Public Works. 9.1, Third Concession Drain. Councilor Melange?
Move the recommendation.
Second. Councilor Levine? Any questions on this? Okay, seeing none, all those in favor? Carried. 9.2, culvert number 7. Councilor Melange?
Move the recommendation.
Second. Councilor Levine? Any questions? Okay, seeing none, all those in favor? Carried. 9.3, supplementary agenda, the Melange Road reconstruction tender results. Sure.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Through you to, I'm not sure who I should direct it to. Maybe the CAO, and you can redirect it. I understood that we were supposed to have this finished by November of last year. Could you please tell us why we kept having delays with this project?
Through your worship to Councillor Cushing, the Melange Road project's not been delayed, but Mr. Hewitt can confirm that. We took some preliminary steps to create an alternate access to the Libro Center, which was part of the project scope. We've basically been in design. The project is supposed to be completed for, I believe, the spring of 2018 is when it's supposed to be completed, but I'll let Mr. Hewitt answer.
Through you, Mr. Mayor, we received the OCIF OCIF grant funding in February of 2016, and the requirement for completion is October 2017. So we're right on track. We RFP'd for the engineering in early 2016. We were able to get the Libro entranceway done last year, so that'll facilitate us being able to close Melange Road completely between Lowe's and Simcoe. And our tender was delayed a little bit getting out this year because of some issues with the Ministry of Natural Resource and Forestry with respect to species at risk, but we were able to resolve those, and the contractor is in the contract to be done by October 31st, and that's when we aim to have this complete.
Thank you. Any other questions? Okay, then I'm looking for a motion. Councilor Levine?
I'll move the recommendation.
Thank you. Second, Councilor Melange. Last chance, questions? Seeing none, all those in favor? Carried. 10.2, development agreement.
Move the
Sorry, 10.1? Jumped ahead there. Heritage rebate applications. Councilor Melosh?
Move the recommendation.
Second, Councilor Cluje. Is there any questions? Okay, all those in favor? Carried. Now 10.2. Councilor Levine?
I'll move the recommendation.
Thank you. Second, Deputy Mayor. And any questions? All those in favor? Carried. 10.3, the zoning bylaw amendment. Housekeeping bylaw. Councilor Melosh?
Move the recommendation.
And second, Councilor Levine. Any questions on this item? Okay, seeing none, all those in favor? Carried. 11.1, the interim municipal nuclear emergency response plan. Councilor Levine.
I will move the recommendation.
Thank you. Second, Councilor Melosh. So any questions on this item? Councilor Melosh.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Item 3, where it says be amended to include only the Amherstburg emergency response group. Why only, I guess, Amherstburg and not other?
Lee?
Councilor Melosh, what we're doing is just splitting up. The present bylaw has both the Amherstburg Emergency Response Plan and the Nuclear Response Plan under one bylaw. That's all we're doing is splitting it up. Bylaw 2012-119 will remain as the bylaw for the Amherstburg Emergency Response Plan, and we'll have a new bylaw 2017-40 specifically for the nuclear plan. So it's more of a housekeeping issue just to split them up under different bylaws.
Thank you.
Any other questions? Councilor Pouche?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, through you to our Deputy Fire Chief. The, regarding the pills, the iodine pills, do you have them in stock, or does that have to be requested by homeowners? I know they're only good for a very short period of time. Could you please expand on that?
Certainly. Through you, Your Worship, to Councilor Pouche. The Medical Officer of Health has all the KI pills under their purview. In the event that they were needed, they certainly would get them here. We're in the process of working with the Medical Officer of Health and the Ministry of Health and Long-Term Care. The Medical Officer of Health just put in a proposal of about $450,000 for new KI pills that come in the blister packs like the other nuclear installations give out, along with some funding for public awareness. As part of this plan, you'll see we're gonna be doing working with an independent person with the, along with the Medical Officer of Health to do a survey in the primary zone, the Amherst Point area, Boblo Island area, just to see what the knowledge of the residents are in that area. And we're gonna use that information to work with the Medical Officer of Health to come up with our public awareness program when it comes. So the pills right now are with the Medical Officer of Health. We're hopeful once the funding gets approved by the Ministry of Health and Long-Term Care, there'll be some in this area. The primary zone will be distributed to that area, and anyone within the town of Amherstburg who wants them, they would be made available.
So any other questions? Councilor Courtney?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Through you to Lee. I understand that there was a week-long presentation in Kincardine. Okay, I'm just wondering, how far ahead are they to where we are in for a nuclear response? And I'm assuming they are ahead of us after having read the report. I want to know why and how much.
The challenge is Amherstburg is a bit of an anomaly because the nuclear facilities in the United States, the provincial nuclear emergency response plan puts a lot of responsibility in Ontario on the nuclear installations to supply KI, to supply public awareness materials, to respond to monitoring and decon in the event of a nuclear event. We don't have that luxury in Amherstburg, and that's what we're working towards right now. With the province, with Health Canada, with Bruce Power, there's a memorandum of understanding that we're working with Bruce Power in the province to have Bruce Power respond in the event of a nuclear incident here to assist with monitoring and decon. We're also working with the province. It'll take Bruce Power probably 8 hours to get here. So we're working with the province that has three CBNRE teams, that's chemical, nuclear, biological, radiological teams that are in the province to respond earlier than that. We don't have the luxury of having a nuclear installation that's going to send their employees to Amherstburg in the event of an incident. So we're in the process of putting that together. Are we behind what the other municipalities have? I'd say we are, but we're looking to close that gap and put the proper response capabilities in place.
Deputy Mayor?
Thanks, Mr. Mayor. Just a question that came up the other night, County Council, regarding Kent Carden and the nuclear plant there, and they've approved a some sort of a dump, a nuclear dump near the plant. Is that true?
I'm not sure about that. I know there's talk about the storage of nuclear waste in different parts of the province and how they're going to transport it. Don't expect that to have any anything to do with our area here. The areas that they're looking at transporting it or storing it isn't anywhere near here.
Thank you.
Okay, is there any other? Councilor Pugin?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, through you to our deputy. And I really don't, I'm not picking on you, trust me. I'm very, very respectful of everything you've done for our community. I've been on it was called the Joint Information Center for 20-some years. And further to what a counselor, Courtney, has stated, at that one time, we were the envy of the province. They stated we had one of the best plans. And in fact, we were the only ones that had the plan in Essex County. But at that time, the province was behind us 100%. Whenever we had any tests or exercises, they always sent down people. They were right there for us, and we were very fortunate in the fact that we had Nexen and General Chemical that provided us with their expertise also. And now we don't have any of that. As you're saying, we're trying to get back on track and trying to bring it back to where it was at one time. So I appreciate that.
I certainly don't take it as any insult. I will say there's been no significant exercise done with the province since 2004. I will also say that Amherstburg at some time ago took on a lot of the liability and responsibility for the plan without the luxury of the funding, the equipment, and the training. That's something that we're looking at right now to correct. I'll keep the rest of my personal comments out of it at this time, but I think that what we're trying to do is significantly reduce the liability of the municipality and make sure that we get the proper funding, that the residents of this town should not be paying for some of the things that we are. The other residents of other municipalities have the luxury of the nuclear installations paying for it. We don't have that at this time. And we're trying to figure out who's going to fund our program in the future.
Councilor Levine?
Through you to Mr. Tomes. Would it help if Council sent a letter to our member of Provincial Parliament asking him to show up here and explain why the burden's been placed on the town?
We're working towards some type of resolution. If it doesn't come, I think that will be one of the steps in the future. I would leave that to probably Mr. Michelli at that time, but we are working with the province when we're moving forward, maybe not as quickly as we'd like, but we are making some significant progress. Health Canada just gave us approximately $30,000 to $40,000 in monitoring equipment that we didn't think we'd get at one time. So we are slowly making progress. The issue is going to be who's going to fund our program on a go-forward basis, and we're working towards that. And certainly I wouldn't rule out some political discussion in the future, but I don't think we're at that point yet.
Okay, any other questions? Okay, seeing none, all those in favor? Carried. That brings us to 12.1, information reports. Councilor Levine?
I'll move receipt.
Thank you. Councilor Malash, second. Any questions on the accounts payable? Okay, seeing none, all those in favor? Carried. Item 13, consent correspondence. Did you have clarification on one?
Through you, Mr. Mayor, I have clarification for item 13.5. This is correspondence that the municipality receives every year on an agenda. The option is for the municipality to hold a ceremony, but past practice is that you're all invited to St. John's Baptist at 1:45 on the day they hold their ceremony. So you have the option to hold one here, or you can attend theirs. Past practice is that you attend theirs.
4 years.
I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
Okay. Other than that, motion to receive all the correspondence, Councillor Courtney. And second, Councillor Pouget. Just to receive those items, all those in favor? Carried. And now, any of those items anyone would like to address? Okay. Did that include that, or do we have to decide? Okay. Okay, that brings us to item 14.1, Emancipation Day. Councillor Pouget, moved. And second, Deputy Mayor. Any questions on that? Seeing none, all those in favor? Carried. Brings us to consent other minutes. 15.1. Councilor Malash.
Move that the minutes be received.
And second, Deputy Mayor. Any questions on those minutes? Councilor Pouget.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Council will note there's a letter for Mr. Dave Mayu stating he has a very serious concern regarding this. And did we note that one of the members of the committee, Bob Pialon, he suggested single drainage culverts be completed by in-house engineers to keep costs down for residents. Is this, I'm not sure who I should ask, is maybe Antoinette, is this possible? And also I understood that a letter was supposed to come to council regarding the board's concerns regarding this matter.
Through you, Mr. Mayor, the recommendation or the thought from Bob Pilon to use internal staff is not approved by the Drainage Act. The Drainage Act stipulates that that has to be a drainage engineer, an external third party that performs these reports and cannot be influenced by being a member of staff. You do have a drainage superintendent who performs the duties specific to the superintendent. However, they are separate to a drainage engineer and what they are required to do by the Drainage Act. So know that right now that is not possible. Mr. Mayu does note in his letter that it would be a change in the Drainage Act, which would be the case, and that's beyond our powers. The Drainage Act is a provincial act, and we cannot do anything that goes against that.
Councilor Boucher?
And then I would ask if we could send a letter back to the Drainage Board stipulating exactly what Antoinette has told us.
Okay. Can we include that letter as part of the motion? Councillor Malash and Deputy Mayor, you're okay with that? Okay. Any other questions? Okay, seeing none, all those in favor? Carried. That brings us to unfinished business. Any unfinished business items? Okay. Any new business? Councilman Lodge?
This is just an info. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. This is for information to everybody. I attended a the University of Windsor are offering or have been offering a series of 7 lectures on sustainable cities. One which happened last week, which I attended the first lecture. Those who may be interested, we looked that up. It's interesting. Not that I agree with everything that's there, but again, it's interesting to look at. The design of future cities from a transportation perspective and urban populations.
I'm glad to hear somebody went to that. I got those invitations too, but obviously we're all busy. They are different though each week. The topics change considerably, so one might not be of interest, but the other one may be good. So I might want to take a look at those. Any other new business? Okay, seeing none, do we have a report?
Report up for the May 8th, 2017 meeting. Council met on May 8th, 2017 for a special in-camera meeting at 7:43 p.m. and discussed 3 items as provided for under Section 239 of the Municipal Act. Item A, proposed property acquisition and disposition, heard under Section 239(2)(c) of the Act. There's nothing further to report on this matter. Item B, performance review, heard under Sections 239(2)(b) and F of the Act. There is nothing further to report on this matter. Item C, investigation results, heard under Section 239(2)(b) of the Act. There is nothing further to report on this matter.
Thank you. That brings us to bylaws, and we probably could move them both at the same time. Anybody would like to do that? Councillor Courtney? Moved and second, Councillor Pouget. All those in favor? Carried. And that brings us to 21, the in-camera meeting. Councillor Pouget.
Council moved into an in-camera meeting of council directly following regular session pursuant to Section 239 of the Municipal Act 2001 as amended for the following reasons. Item A, Building Department recruitment process. Section 239(2)(b), personal matters about an identifiable individual, including municipal or local board employees, and Section 239(2)(d), labor relations or employee negotiations. Item B, lease agreement. Section 239(2)(c), a proposed or pending acquisition or disposition of land by the municipality or local board.
Thank you. Second. Councilor Levine, all those in favor? Carried. We'll move in camera. Motion to resume. Deputy Mayor and Councilor Levine, all those in favor? Carried. Madam Clerk, can you read the motion?
Okay, Council, this will be a report out for item A and B. Council met this evening for a special in-camera meeting at 6:53 p.m. and discussed 2 items as provided for under Section 239 of the Municipal Act. Item A, Building Department recruitment process, heard under Sections 239(b) and D of the Act. There's nothing further to report on this matter. Item B, lease agreement, heard under Section 239(2)(c) of the Act. As a result of that discussion, the following is before Council for consideration. That 1, installation by Cogeco Connections Incorporated, Cogeco, for underground high-speed internet fiber cable along a road as shown as on the site information drawing to the town's water tower to service Wave Direct telecommunications under terms and conditions as outlined in the commercial building access form 1 document be approved and the mayor and clerk be authorized to sign the commercial building access form 1 prepared in form and content satisfactory to the director of planning development and legislative services.
So on that motion, a mover. Councillor Pouget, Councillor Melosh, all those in favor? Carried. And a motion to adjourn. Councillor Courtney and Councillor Levine, all those in favor? Carried.